You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The story is told about a priest who had to go downtown in a large city for a meeting. And so when he got into the downtown area and found the building where the meeting was going to be in, he couldn't find a parking place. He kept going around and around the block and still no place to park. Finally, he realized he was going to be late for this important meeting, and so he decided to park in an old parking zone. But before he left his car, he took a little piece of notepaper and wrote on it, "Dear police officer, please understand I'm a Catholic priest, and I've been looking for a parking spot going around this block 7 or 8 times. I cannot find one, and I don't want to miss this important meeting." Then in quotes, he put the words, "Forgive us our trespasses." After he went into the meeting, of course, the police officer came around making his rounds and saw the illegally parked car, and he began to write out a ticket. He saw the note. So to complete it, writing out the ticket, he replied to the priest's note saying, "Father, I've been on patrol walking around this block for 10 years now. And if I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job." And then he put in big bold letters and quotation marks, "Lead us not into temptation." In today's gospel, we hear some other words from the sacred scriptures that we're all probably quite familiar with. St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, says, "I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." These words of St. Paul remind us that discipleship is not about victory or success. It is about perseverance and faithfulness. Certainly, Paul's ministry to the Gentiles had more successes than failures. But throughout his ministry, Paul never forgot that all he could do was plant the seeds of faith. Only God could make them grow. And so as he saw it, any success that he had was God's success, God's victory. And so too it is with us. We just keep sowing the seeds of God's word through our lives of discipleship and goodness and generosity, and trust that God, in God's time and in God's way, will bring them to a fruitful harvest. That is all that we can do, and St. Paul did no more. And in the gospel, we hear some other familiar words, this time from Peter, as he spoke to Jesus, "You are the Son of the living God." And then those familiar words that Jesus said to him, "You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church." Words that probably every Catholic has learned from their earliest years of catechism. As we try to constantly remind ourselves when we were preparing to build this new church, we are the living stones of God's holy temple. For the church is not brick and mortar, but is people, a community of faith. Just as St. Peter was the first symbolic, first rock, the first living stone of God's holy church, so too each one of us are called to be living stones, to be rock-like in our faith, always remaining firm and steadfast in living what we believe. For the church, the community of faith, is still being built. And the living stones of today are just as important to the church now as Peter and Paul were 2,000 years ago. We wear red vestments today to remind us that both Peter and Paul gave their lives as martyrs for the faith. There was no doubt where they stood in their discipleship and in their proclamation of who Jesus was. And their steadfastness and their martyrdom sowed the seeds of faith that have borne a bountiful harvest down through the centuries. As we remember and honor these two great pillars of our church today, let us be mindful that we too are called to be pillars of the church, to be bold and courageous and persevering in proclaiming the gospel. In our church on Main, we have two beautiful large stained glass windows, one with the image of St. Paul and the other with the image of St. Peter, windows that we plan to move to our new site here when we build our new school. We will make space for those beautiful windows so that as we pass through that corridor that connects our new church to our new school, those two great pillars of our church will be surrounding us to remind us of what we too are called to be. These two pillars of the church, who are both chosen by Christ Himself, shared fully in our human frailty. Peter denied Jesus three times before his death. And Paul persecuted Christ and his church before his conversion. Like Peter and Paul, we too are earthen vessels filled with flaws and cracks. But nevertheless, God has called us too to be the rocks upon which God builds God's church and to fight the good fight and to finish the race. And so may we, like Peter and Paul, in spite of our sins and human frailty, place ourselves as they did at the disposal of God, a God of second chances, so that even with all of our shortcomings, God can still use each one of us as God used Peter and Paul to proclaim the joy of the gospel. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. God is good.